Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful, humbled, that you chose to be with me on this 30th day of January 2022. First month done, nations in chaos, people are just not getting it. Everybody thinks that their freedom, what they think of as freedom, and people are silly. No, let me be blunt. The American public is stupid, and they think that being free is being able to do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. It's a form of entitlement, and therefore, flying around the country and getting caught in the weather and the COVID thing, we are falling apart at the seams. We really are. And there's not much anybody can do about it. So today, believe it or not, we're not going to talk about all that. That's all stuff that people will fight tooth, hook, and nail on. And I don't do that. We're going to talk about my TV programs, believe it or not. I get a little bit of flack from my TV programs. Not a lot. Most people appreciate them, and I am surprised. I really am. But there are always those who are curious about them and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and that whole thing. So I am deeply grateful that you watch my TV programs. The latest ones that we have released were way, way back in 1989. Doesn't seem so long ago to me, but these programs from the Heart of the Tao were about the teachings of Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching, and I explain a little bit of it in the beginning of the program, the intro, a little vignette we did on the subject. And these were the first programs we ever did on the fly and in a city that, you know, was not our origins, outside of San Diego. Later we went to India and did some programs, but these were the first. They were very important. The people of San Francisco in those days were very kind to us, very nice to us. There are 100 stories I could tell you about funny things that happened along the way. one of them being that we were shooting at Stinson Beach, and my producer got the wrong address. We were borrowing a house, and lo and behold, we're in their backyard filming TV, and they come out going, what are you doing? It was one of the funniest stories. I mean, we felt just it was hysterical to us. We really, everybody knows what they're doing, and so there we are. Anyway, the programs were wonderful. They did win an Emmy, and it was one of the first ones we ever won, and I'm very grateful. Anyway, here are some of the questions I got, and the first one comes from Carol in Ohio, all the way in Ohio. Your TV programs, she says, are hard to watch for me. Hard to make sense of them. Why? Carol. Well, Carol, back where you live in Ohio, the kind of teachings and offerings that you see me doing on Aspire probably wouldn't hold much water. And not only that, but you probably will never see them on a TV program or a station back there because it's more traditional and conventional. When I started Aspire, I started it because I had a friend who was with me, and he and I were watching TV, and he said we bumped along to the PTL Club and a few of the others that were on TV at that time, and I started going off on a little rant about there's no alternative to this garbage. And he said to me, well, why don't you do it? And I sat there for a few moments and thought, yeah, why don't I? And I called a production company in the next 15 minutes. And the next thing I knew, Much to my surprise, all the pieces were fitting together almost immediately. I had a meeting the next day and blah, blah, the rest is history. So how do I say this to you? I don't appeal to the conventional mentality. I don't appeal to common logic or reasoning. That's not my deal. I'm not trying to build an audience. I'm not trying to have people like me. I do everything I do for the sake of the practice of spiritual awakening. I am not interested in whether or not you like me, and you put down here you weren't particularly crazy about me, but I understand why that would be. I truly do, because I'm not speaking your language. In the language that most people speak behind it is a sense of righteousness, fear, and hate. And I don't do that. That's not my gig. I'm not trying to get you to believe me. I really don't care if you do or you don't. I care about whether or not the message touches a part of you that has touched me so deeply inside and has allowed me to share with you these things that are deeply important. And that is about inner awakening. To find the great reveal that lives inside you that is all about love. So you have to understand, what am I trying to achieve? Nothing. I'm really not. I'm offering to you one thing if you watch the programs, if you can, which obviously you can't. I'm offering you an alternative to the way you live, think, believe, want, desire, that whole thing. I'm offering you an alternative. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And if it doesn't ring a chime in you, if you don't really get it deep inside you, you don't get it. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. It's just not your time to be understanding of that. But if there is something ever so slightly that intrigues you, something you just can't let go of, or know you shouldn't let go of, if there's something in there that you just know, I need to listen to this more, then I'm your guy. But if you're already set in your ways and you think you know everything, then I'm not your guy. Aspire was not built or made for those who think they know it all. My work is an evolution for me. And that evolution was to go from being a snake oil salesman, which is what I think ministers are, and what people really think of as helping them just merely is emotional. It's about confiding in emotions and trying to change your life through emotions and maybe even thinking that you need a change of life, which you don't. You need a change in your state of being. In that state of being is the state of your life, and the life is love. I do not move towards the idea of trying to make people have some kind of revelation that will make their outer life better. It's not about that. Our lives in the outer world are very difficult, especially now with all the crazy people that are there. And if this COVID thing showed us anything, it showed us the insanity of the American public. And that is nurtured and fostered and supported by media. It is supported by the movies. It's supported by games that kids play, these video games. It's supported by the violence that we are drawn to. And if you look at our history, that's what it's all about, violence. So I'm trying to put a little light on the subject. And in doing so, I catch a lot of flack for it, because who's going to take away your violence or your fear or your anger or your opinion or whatever it is that keeps you living the way you do? So it is merely fingers pointing to the moon. That's all Aspire is. And if you choose to see where I'm pointing, great goodness will happen. If you bite my finger, you'll miss. And most people, 9 out of 10, will bite my finger. And that includes my colleagues as well. So nothing you can do about that. Carol, I hope you keep watching or can. And if not, I'm honored that I was able to be in your life just for a few moments. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. What are you teaching? It's so illogical. And this is from Todd, and he does not tell me where he lives. Todd, I am not a slave to logic and reasoning. I'm really not. And if you think that the works or the teachings of a Buddha or Lhasa, in this case, in the Tao Te Ching, or Jesus had any logic or reasoning to it, you just missed the boat, baby, because there ain't no logic in it. It's all about coming to terms with the bigger picture, which is illogical. Oh, you can add science to it and all of that. And I'm all for science and in every regard that would help humankind. But when it gets down to the matters of the depth of spirituality, which our life is based in, the place where the unquestionable question comes up, why are we here? And what are we doing here, and how are we doing with what we're doing here, all of that. When it gets to all of that, then it gets kind of iffy and strange. So here's the deal. I'm not here to teach you what everybody else has taught you, to think with your head. I'm here to have you create a space in you. That's all. Just a space. A space where maybe consciousness can grow, can reside in. You have consciousness within you. You just haven't discovered it yet. And the discovery of consciousness is a very big deal. It's an important thing to achieve. Probably the single most important thing to achieve, because when you achieve it, your whole life begins to glow. Your whole life begins to become beautiful. You enter into this bliss of beauty, and you start to see things in the light of love and how there are consequences for everything we do. There are consequences that affect other people. There is a life there that is so deeply beautiful and wonderful that it exceeds anything your logic and reasoning can understand or even hold within itself. So if you're of the ilk and you want to see things from a different perspective than the one you have, and you might say to me, well, why would I want to do that? Because that's being intelligent. You've got to see the sides of everything and the effect we have upon not only our own life, but the lives of many other people. And that's what we're, well, that's what we're faced with here with the pandemic. We're just faced with a lot of ugly stuff that we don't really want to see. We don't really want to understand, and we don't want to deal with. So there you are. Life is a matter of art. It's the art of compassion, of forgiveness. And when that art is revealed inside of us, great goodness arises, love arises. And we get the feeling, the deep feeling of being at one with something so beautiful that lives within us that it makes the human logic and reasoning, it makes the human mind pale by comparison. It really does. So I'm not here to sell you on this. You either are interested in it or not. And if you're not, that's fine with me. If you are, that's fine with me. It doesn't matter. Either way, if I can help you, I would be honored to do so. If I can be in your life in this way, I'd be honored to do so. So that's the way I look at it. I am not here to be a leader. I am here to follow the heart and invite you to, well, possibly join me in that. It would be my honor. Illogic and reasoning are the key. I gotta go. Please forgive me. Hey, namaste. Well, there we are. If you ever have a question, feel free to contact me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.